Here on Stolen Lives, we discuss brutal and heartbreaking crimes against children. Themes may include child murder, torture, and sexual, domestic and child abuse. I do try my best to remain respectful for the babies in these stories and leave out unnecessary details that honestly, none of us need to know to understand the frustration of why and how this ever happened. However, if you find any of these themes triggering, this podcast may not be for you. Listener discretion is advised. February 2025, Traveras, Florida. A little boy was rushed to hospital just weeks after his mother cut off contact with his father. It would then be discovered that both Xavier and his brother were being severely abused in their own home by their mother and her new boyfriend. This is Xavier's story.
Investigators say Andre Walker and his mother Kimberly Mills are both responsible for his death after he was beaten and in the hospital for a month before he was pulled from life support.
Xavier Kyle Williams was born May 29, 2014, in Hartford, Connecticut, to parents Kimberly Mills and Keneal Williams. Mills and Keneal went to high school together in Jamaica. They rekindled their romance shortly before Mills moved to Connecticut with Keneal in 2013. By 2019, the couple were living together, and they had two sons, Xavier and his brother, who was born in 2016, so 2 years younger than Xavier. But by the end of 2019, Mills had gotten her US citizenship, and she began to treat Keneal differently. They were fighting more than ever, and unfortunately, this led to the couple divorcing. After Mills and Keneal split up in early 2022, Xavier and his younger brother moved to Florida with their mother, Kimberly Mills. This was even though their father, Keneal Williams, still had joint custody of the boys. According to Keneal, Mills left the state with their two sons without even letting them say goodbye to him. Xavier and his brother would then come back to Connecticut every summer for a few weeks to visit with their father. He bought them cell phones, so he could keep in contact with them regularly throughout the rest of the year. But Mills did not make it easy for Keneal to be in their lives. She would purposely allow him to fly from Connecticut to Florida to see the children. But then once he arrived, she would abruptly cut off communication with him. December 2024, Xavier's mother took away his and his brother's cell phones, accusing them of calling people they shouldn't be. After that, she began supervising their phone calls, or just not allowing them to use their phones at all. By the end of January 2025, all contact had been cut off between the father and his sons. Just a few weeks later, February 22, 2025, around 10 p.m., 37-year-old Kimberly Mills and her new boyfriend, 36-year-old Andre Walker. Together they rushed 10-year-old Xavier Williams to Waterman Hospital. Mills running inside looking for a doctor, while Walker stayed outside, performing CPR on the little boy. Once Xavier was inside emergency, medical staff would discover that he was in cardiac arrest. He was also covered in burns, bruises and other injuries that were in various stages of healing. Xavier had damage to both his liver and kidneys. Xavier was then airlifted to Arnold Palmer Hospital and placed on life support while doctors fought to save the little boy's life. When Mills and Walker found out that hospital staff had contacted the local police, they fled. However, Mills would later return with her other son. But she refused to tell police how Xavier had managed to be so injured. Regardless, she was arrested and charged with aggravated child abuse, child neglect, 2 counts of accessory to aggravated child abuse, and 1 count of tampering with evidence. Mills' boyfriend Andre Walker was also placed under arrest. He was charged with aggravated child abuse, accessory to aggravated child abuse, and tampering with evidence. Like Xavier, his younger brother showed signs of mistreatment, so he was immediately taken into the custody of the Department of Child and Family Services. Then he later was placed into his father's care. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors. Now, Xavier was still alive at the time he was rushed into the emergency room, where he would fight for his life for weeks. But unfortunately, after almost a month, March 21st, 2025, he would succumb to his injuries and pass away. After this, Mills and DeWalker had their charges upgraded to include second-degree murder. However, soon after, these charges would again be upgraded to that of first-degree murder while engaged in aggravated child abuse. Kimberly Mills and Andre Walker entered pleas of not guilty, the prosecutors announcing they were seeking the death penalty. Following Zavia being rushed to the hospital, authorities went to the home on Dora Avenue, where the little boy had been living, and here they conducted a search. Already, community members were paying their respects with a makeshift memorial, leaving flowers, candles, balloons, and stuffed animals. According to investigators, the mother and her boyfriend had attempted to destroy evidence, but they had done a very ordinary job at it. Investigators would find clothing belonging to the 10-year-olds in an outside trash bin. Among the items found suggested there were occasions where Zavir's hands and feet were bound. There was a pair of grey sweatpants that had duct tape wrapped around the ankles, as well as a red sweatshirt that had taped wrapped around the wrists. Investigators also discovered a 6-foot ladder and 10-pound weights. Investigators believing that while Zavir was bound by tape with his arms over his head, he had weight intentionally dropped on his exposed stomach by someone standing on the ladder. Police also found in Zavir's bedroom a thick insulated copper wire which had been used to harm both him and his little brother. Police additionally stating the children had been hit with flashlights and boxing gloves as punishment. Food would regularly be withheld from them as well. Now Zavir had been attending public school this entire time. He really loved school, and in hindsight, it was because this would have been his safe place. Somewhere he knew he could go and nothing bad was going to happen. And it wasn't obvious something was going on at home, because unlike other children in this position, Zavir had great attendance. He was friendly, funny, outgoing, and was known to make a lot of jokes in class. A classmate calling Zavir, quote, an amazing friend and we had a lot of fun at school, unquote. For her part, Mills did everything she could to make sure that his abuse was never found out about. She would try to hide the bruises on his body by any means possible, including making him wear long-sleeved shirts every day, regardless of the weather. His teachers and other school officials never suspected that he was being abused or neglected. Much of the details of Zavir's abuse had been pieced together after investigators spoke to his younger brother. He unveiled the unspeakable torment that they had both been going through. Neither Mills nor Walker have told investigators exactly what went on in that house that caused Zavir's injuries that day. But it is believed that both children suffered at the hands of their mother and her boyfriend from January 1st to February 22nd, 2025. And this corresponds with the start of the couple's relationship and the boys being withheld from their father, Keneal Williams. Kimberly Mills and Andre Walker remained in custody without bond since their arrest on charges including first-degree murder and aggravated child abuse. And as I mentioned, the prosecution were fully chasing the death penalty for the couple. The prosecution arguing Zavir's death was a direct result of deliberate systematic abuse and torture. Trevellyer's Police Chief Sarah Corsi called the young boy's death, quote, one of the most heartbreaking crimes our community has ever faced, unquote. January 2026, Zavir's mother Kimberly Mills agreed to a plea deal, where the death penalty would be taken off the table in exchange for her testimony against her now ex-boyfriend, Andre Walker. January 14, 2026, Mills was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole.
The judge accepted her change of plea just after 1 o'clock this afternoon. The state was pursuing the death penalty against both Mills and her boyfriend, Andre Walker. With this change of plea, Mills will avoid death, but she will remain behind bars for the rest of her life in the death of her young son. And she has agreed to work with the state in their prosecution of Walker. Mills walked into the court with her hair cut short, speaking in a soft voice. She entered her change of plea to no contest, which basically states the defendant acknowledges the punishment but does not admit guilt in court. Before the judge accepted her plea, her attorney spoke for her, saying her reason for changing her plea was so that her surviving son, Xavier Williams' little brother, did not have to testify against his mother in court. Xavier went into cardiac arrest and was taken to the hospital by both Mills and Walker last February. He spent weeks in a coma and died in March. Investigators searched the home Xavier and his brother shared with their mother, finding evidence of abuse, including a 10-pound weight they said was intentionally dropped on his stomach as a form of punishment police called torture. His aunt shared a few words about how their family is feeling following the news today.
Nothing would ever justify a life. And I believe, like, whether they get the death penalty or don't get the death penalty, that's not going to bring my nephew back. That's not going to bring my brother's son back. God is the only person that can say, okay, you know, this is what is going to happen to them for what they did.
After sentencing, Trevena's police chief, Sarah Corsi, gave a press conference, quote, "While no outcome can truly bring justice for such a loss, the plea agreement ensures that Kimberly Mills will help hold Andre Walker fully accountable for his heinous acts," unquote. Xavier's father, Keneal Williams, now has full custody of his younger son. As soon as he heard Xavier was in hospital in critical condition, he remained by his bedside until he died. Keneal stated that 2:30 in the morning, quote, "That's when I look at the ceiling. That's when I'm emotional. It's unbelievable what any mankind can do to a 10-year-old. It's devastating. It's disgusting. I ask why. Why? But I still can't get any answer. A young kid so precious at age 10. Life was cut short. Looking back on those precious memories, this little man had a dream to fulfill." Unquote. Keneal also said that the family were now focused on keeping Xavier's memory alive and helping his younger brother recover from the abuse and from losing his sibling. They said they are getting him therapy to help him through it and showering him with love. Xavier's aunt Camille Williams also spoke publicly about losing Xavier.
"It was the most painful thing to watch my nephew take his last breath. That tore me apart."
Keneal Williams was one of several family members at Xavier Williams' bedside during his final moments on earth.
"To hear all the things that was done to him, the torture, the pain, I sit there and I cry at night and I ask the question, why? But I'm trying to be strong and not to break down every time. But it's hard because a lot of stuff that's out there that's already brutal for you guys, there's so much more that you don't know that we can't say. I now have a nephew that lost his brother and lost his mother."
A candlelight vigil to honour Xavier's short life was held on the night of April 9th, 2025 at the West Indian Social Club in Hartford, Connecticut. His family encouraged those in attendance to wear the boy's favourite colour, blue. The news media were in attendance and spoke to neighbour Ricky Cannon, quote, "I just don't understand how anyone could treat a kid like that. I just don't understand why people, what people think in this world. I just don't know. It's sickening," unquote.
A family and community is still coming to terms with the fact that little 10-year-old Xavier Williams is gone.
"Today we gather to celebrate a life that was taken from us way too soon.
Family members say this has been one big nightmare.
The cruelty he endured at the hands of someone who was meant to protect him is unspeakable. We feel the loss deeply every single day. But seeing all of you here tonight, your lights shining in solidarity with us, brings a measure of comfort during this profound grief.
I am angry, heartbroken. Very sad, but I'm very angry. And I have to pray. I actually did a prayer and asked God, please take away what I feel, because I know it's not of God. And I'm very proud of Keneal, of how he's handling it.
Well, I have a son, so something like that, so tragic that happens to a child, to me that touches everyone, and especially because of the circumstances in by which it happened, someone that was supposed to be his guardian end up harming him. So just as any parent, or and also as a community, because we're all Jamaicans, so we had to come out to pay our support.
Xavier Williams' funeral was held Saturday, April 26, 2025, at the Lodge Community Chapel in Avon, Connecticut, where more than 500 people gathered to pay respects to him. Xavier was then buried at Mount St. Benedict Cemetery in Bloomfield. Xavier would later be described by his father, Kenil, as his, quote, star boy, unquote. He was known as being bright, curious, intelligent, loving, and playful. He was said to have the brightest and sweetest smile, as well as a gentle spirit. He enjoyed playing video games with his brother, cousins, and friends. Xavier loved Minecraft, Roblox, playing basketball and football. He loved going to the park to watch his dad play cricket. If you have your own thoughts and theories on the story we discussed today, or any stories we talk about here on Stolen Lives, please search Stolen Lives Podcast on Facebook, like the page so you don't miss an episode, and join the Stolen Lives discussion group to talk about your thoughts and theories. You can also talk to us on Instagram, Stolen Lives Podcast. If you like what you heard today, we would appreciate it if you share this episode on your social media of choice and subscribe and leave a positive review on your podcast app. Today's episode was researched and written by me, Ali. Hosting and production was also by me, Ali. Music is by Mayu.